You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Izzy Lickley. I've just won the Magic Pre-St George Silver with my horse Katniss.
Congratulations. Very exciting. Everybody's loving the moment. Your horse and you love that prize giving. Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah, it's amazing. To come here and win is a dream come true, and I'm really, really happy with Kitty.
So tell me a little bit more about today and exactly how the test went.
Yeah, I was really happy with the test. You know, things we've been working on in training were so much better in the test. You know, I got so much more expression in my changes, which I've been working on, and our test getting better and better, which is showing that the training's paying off.
And your horse, how long you've been together? Tell me more.
Yeah, so we bought Katniss actually in lockdown, and we'd never seen her, completely unseen off the video, and she's just been absolutely incredible. You know, me and my mum have shared her a little bit. When I was in Holland, my mum rode her, and I've managed to steal her back. So, yeah.
Yes, you mentioned a few moments ago that she stole, you steal her back.
Yeah.
It seems like she's very much wanted by both of you.
Yeah, she's an absolute dream horse, absolutely incredible to ride, and I just love every test on her.
And at home, she's a character. What's she like?
Oh, she's just the sweetest horse. She just loves cuddles. She's just so relaxed. Just, yeah.
And Katniss, is that from Hunger Games?
I don't know how she got her name, because we never named her, but I guess, yeah, it is from Hunger Games.
Brilliant. Well, I looked at it and I thought, yeah, well, it's an unusual name, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me, are the horses at home and what else you've got going on and, you know, the future for you?
Yeah, so I have my other international horse at home, Nymphenburg's first ampere, Anton. So, yeah, he did the international a few weeks ago, same as Kitty. And, you know, of course, the aim is to get to the Europeans this year, but I'm just enjoying every moment on them and getting better in training and hopefully getting better test scores. So that's all I can ask for.
And why dressage? What makes it so special?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I've been riding since before I could walk, and my mum was also an international dressage rider, and I remember going to a show with her and seeing all the ponies, and I said, "Mum, I want to do this," and that's just where it stemmed. I got my first pony Gigolo for dressage at 10 years old, and since then I've been dressage mad.
How do you feel about Addington? It won't be it's not a venue that's new to people, because obviously it hosts many events, but it's new to the winters. And how have you found it?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, I was here 4 weeks ago with the CDI, and obviously I'm here again, and it's such an amazing venue to have, and it's run really smoothly, and yeah.
Had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Well, good luck for the future, but enjoy a little bit of celebration today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.